Welcome back. Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Susan Casper Insurance. Don Stock here. We're getting ready to talk to the head basketball coach of our Frankfort Hot Dogs, Coach McCaw. Coach, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, too. 11-13, probably not what you was expecting, but still a good season for the Hot Dogs.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with that. I think it's disappointing. I think we woulda, coulda, shoulda done better than that. I feel like we squandered some opportunities throughout the season, and we definitely squandered opportunities last week.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. So you beat Benton Central 62-51 in January, and then lose to them 53-40. Talk a little bit about the sectional matchup.
Well, we knew it was going to be a different game. It's tourney time, and we'd gotten them earlier. There's that factor that comes into play. I felt like we had an opportunity to do some damage, and we didn't take advantage of that opportunity. For whatever reason, I guess maybe jitters, inexperience, coaching. There's different things we could blame it on, but they came in and they're a 3-point shooting team that loves to attack the 3-second lane off the dribble. We had a really good first half against them. Everybody likes to, probably not everybody, but people, they like to have high scoring games, which I do too. I just like to be high scoring, but then hold the opponent down. We're kind of grinding it out, and our defense was doing a fantastic job. We had, I think we forced them into 9 turnovers the first half, and we only had 2. And we've had some struggles with turnovers throughout the course of the year, and we did a great job. 9-2 in that regard. And with that being said, we converted those turnovers into points. We're up 2 at halftime. And really, it could have been better. We left some points on the table on some missed layups. We had looks at 4 open threes. We weren't able to cash any of those in the first half. And then we came out second half, got a steal to start the we turned it over. They turned it over, and we had another opportunity to go up 4. And then they proceeded to score 7 times in a row. With that scenario, you'd think, oh, that sounds terrible, 7 times in a row, and it was. But Strode was really, really strong for us throughout the course of that game. Jace, he kept us in it. And we had some a good look. It was a 4-point game at the end of the third quarter. We had a look at a wide open 3 at the end of the buzzer, at the end of the third quarter that we didn't convert. And then we had a 3 to start the fourth quarter. So we had 2 opportunities to knock it down to a 1-point game. Or even if we hit the end one at the end of the 3 and one at the beginning of the fourth, we could have recaptured the lead. And that changes the total complexion of the game. But we could not come down to hitting shots, and we didn't, and they did.
Well, let's talk about the seniors. You've got 6 leaving the team this year. Let's start off with talking about Quincy Perry.
As a group, I wish, I'm sure they don't, but I wish they were, back as, I wish those guys were sophomores right now, and we could work with them for 2 years. Because I think there's a lot of potential that I feel that I did a poor job of tapping as a coach. Quincy Q's, he's a good athlete, three sport athlete, gave us some great minutes. He's one of the guys I feel like I wish I could have got a little bit more out of him. But he gave us some really good minutes. I thought he had the best pure looking shot on our team. And I thought there were some games where he was instrumental in doing things defensively that helped change the complexion of the game.
How about Chris Russell?
I wish we would have him around a couple more years. He's a tough kid that worked at it, just kept getting better. I wasn't here, but he wasn't in the program last year, but he came back and started some games for us, gave us some quality minutes when guys went down. He's a tough nut, man. I thought he just did a really good job for us, handling the ball and help trying to direct things.
6'4" forward Caden Jarman.
Yeah, there's another tough kid I wish we had for a couple more years. I'm really proud of the way he adjusted to things and the way he handled himself. Early in the season, he really got frustrated with himself. He got down too easy. Still a little bit of that in him, but I thought he came back and really battled and wanted to compete, wanted to win, and try to build a role that we envisioned for him. And I think he did a nice job of that. He's had some games like with Chris and Q where got us in the scoring column, but more importantly, he was willing to do some of the dirty work stuff that you have to have if you're going to be a successful team.
How about Victor Cruz?
Vic came along and one time he was, through several games, was our leading rebounder. And then he's very cagey around the basket, uses a shot fake well, gets people up in the air. And matter of fact, it's a testament to poor coaching. He didn't get enough shots. There's times that he'd need to get more shots or get to the free throw line more. Because he shot the ball at a high clip from the free throw line. We just need to get him there about 100 more times. But he did a nice job for us. And quick hands and knocked the ball loose and was, many games he was undersized going against some of the people we played against. But he did a stellar job for us.
Coming off the bench, Mr. Jaden Skinner.
Skinner just wanted to play and just wanted to win. And just, there were times, I think, early in the season, I know one time we talked about, just let's go hard. That's the problem with a lot of kids. Their definition of going hard and the coach's definition of going hard aren't quite the same. But as the season went on, I think that he got closer and closer to that expectation of going as hard as we wanted him to go, and he did a good job with that. And gave us some quality minutes off the bench and stayed the course and was tough with it.
A guy we didn't talk a lot about, but on the basketball team, Juan Ramos.
He left the team at Thanksgiving time.
I apologize. I'm going off an old roster, sir. All right, I want to talk about you, Coach, because you keep saying maybe poor coaching, but I've done my homework on your brother. And in 1995 was your first losing season in all the years of coaching. Your first year at Noblesville, you went 8-14. Your next closest time was 2008 when you went 11-11, and then this year at 11-13. So in the number of years that you've been coaching, sir, you've done very, very well. You were on a five-game winning sectional streak coming into the land of the hot dogs. And I think that you bring exactly what is needed for the for our basketball program and for our athletics, for our athletes, period. You bring in discipline and understanding of the ball game. Of course, I'm an old school guy, and it takes a while to take these young kids who probably haven't been in that atmosphere for their lifetime and get adjusted. Your kids did make the adjustments, but as you said, it'd be great to have them back one more year, because if you did, you'd be rocking for sure next year. But you're bringing back a good base, Coach. You're bringing back Doug Wood, Kai Kirby, and Mr. Strode.
Well, and Alex Farley's in that bunch.
That's right. I'm sorry.
So we got those. Yeah, those four kids obviously will be the basis of things. Yeah, you know, the kids. We play a different style, play a different way than what they had played before. And I'm not saying it's better, it's just different. And, you know, I'm not sure that, I'm not convinced that people bought into it very well for a long time. And maybe they still aren't, I don't know. I mean, I got certain expectations. I felt like we really fell short of expectations this year, in my opinion. Because I think that... even with different circumstances that we were had to deal with, I still felt that we had the pieces that we could have been even more competitive and capable of producing more wins. You know, there's no beating around the bush. I'm old school. I believe in defense. I believe in rebounding. I believe in sharing the basketball. And, you know, that will never change. You know, I'm not sure if everybody's on board with that in Frankfort or not. So I guess we'll find out.
Well, I know that if you were watching the IHSAA network at the sectional draw, they all said, hey, Frankfort hadn't had a winning season or had a very good season for the past 10 to 12 years. Now you got a guy who's going to bring it to you. I think it's going to happen. I've got all the faith. I can't wait for you to be going next year. I mean, all these kids now kind of understand what you are about and what you expect, and I think it doesn't get better. Nothing get better from here at this point on. You know, sometime if I can get, I've got your phone number. I'd like to, you know, make an appointment, sit down, and talk with you.
That's not a problem.
Yeah, it's been great.
The door's always open. You know, and I think we got to find some kids that want to make the commitment. The thing I've seen. I think they're, and I'm talking, you know, I think they do a good job from what I've been told and the people I talk to with baseball and at Frankfort. And the soccer team was good. But I think across the board that the expectations are just way too low. And there's not enough, you know, there's people are just satisfied with things that, with mediocrity, and I don't think that's the way you should operate.
Yeah, me neither.
I think that's the way it is right now. So we got plenty of kids. I'd rather go with quality over quantity. You know, find the kids that really want to work, that want to commit, that want to get in the weight room, that want to get in the gym, that want to do, you know, the stuff that, you know, I call it the mundane stuff. You know, who wants to go out and, you know, do a single ball and two ball handling for 15 or 20 minutes before you ever even start shooting a basketball. They all go out, and the first thing they do, everybody grabs a ball, and they go out and shoot. And to me, it's just wasted, you know, without a purpose. There's a time to do that. You know, you're having a stressful day, and you want to go out and put some music on and shoot a basketball, great. You walk out on a basketball court for practice, then to me that's time to go to work, to get better, to get focused in. We never accomplished that this year. I mean, it was like pulling teeth. You know, I expected kids to do that, and we got better in some regards, but the other times, that you know, I'd go out there and there'd be 15 kids and 15 basketballs instead of, you know, 15 kids and you know, 7 basketballs and people just working their tail off. Until we get to that, things aren't going to change here.
Well, I think that's coming, Coach. I really believe it. We'll try to get you a call, sit down and talk with you a little bit, and get a little more from you. I tell you what, you did the best you could with under all the situations that you had to fight yourself through, and ending up being 11-13. I'm taking it for this year, and I look forward in the years to come to putting dates up on our banners.
Well, if the commitment's there, it can be done. But it all starts with the commitment.
Coach, we enjoy you. Thanks for calling in. Be in touch as we've been speaking with Coach McCullough of the Frankfort Hot Dog Boys basketball program. Hey, thanks for tuning in with us today. It's been a good show. Go Cougars as they take on the Wapahani Raiders in LaPel tonight. Broadcast time 7 o'clock. We'll be on at about 6:40 for your pregame show, getting you all tuned in for the basketball game. All right, this has been Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Susan Casper Insurance. We'll talk with you all next Saturday.